antiseptic.
Okay, or any specific liquid that you might put on it? Say,
you might put mercurochrome, methylate. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Iodine. Uh-huh. And possibly peroxide.
Yeah, okay. What do you call that bitter powder that comes in capsules that used to be taken for malaria?
I don't know.
Begins with a Q.
Quinine?
Yeah. Have you ever taken any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Never had any. Okay. You might say, talking about a patient in the hospital, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient still.
Failed to respond, or?
And if he just did what?
Passed away.
Passed away. Is there anything else that you say other than passed away?
Well, it's died, is usually.
Just died. Have you ever heard anybody talk about that in maybe a joking manner? You might use some other term if he was just joking about it. What would you hear about that old
kid? Yeah, kick the bucket.
Finally kicked the bucket. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do people around here say croaked for that?
Occasionally.
Croaked, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a crude term to use.
Yes.
About dying, I guess, yeah. What about, you might say about a person who's dead, well, he's been dead a week, but nobody's yet figured out what he
had.
What he had, or what he died.
Not off.
Yeah, okay. What do you call that place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
It's a cemetery. Does it make any difference what you call it, whether it's a public or a private one?
Well, generally it's just referred to as public or private.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or is it called graveyard or something?
Graveyard. Yes.
Okay. What do you call that box that people are buried in? That's the
coffin you're talking about.
Okay, the coffin. Is it called maybe the casket too?
Casket. Mm-hmm. Coffin. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the ceremony itself? You have to go to somebody's
funeral services.
The funeral, okay. What about if the people who are there at the funeral are dressed all in black, you say they're in?
Mourning.
In mourning, okay. If somebody asks you how you're feeling on just an average day, you'd say what?
Fairly well.
Fairly well.
Well.
Okay. And what about if the children are out late and your wife's getting a little bit excited, you might say to her, well, they'll be home all right, just
don't worry.
Don't worry, okay. If a person is getting old and his joints, you know, are stiff and they begin to ache, you say he's got just a touch of
arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Anything else besides arthritis?
Rheumatism.
Rheumatism. Okay. This is a disease that you don't hear very much about anymore, but children especially died from it because they would get blisters, you know, inside their throat, and their throat would swell and they couldn't breathe.
Well, now the local name, what I believe you're referring to is, some people call it thrash.
Thrash? Was that ever called dip,
You're talking about the contagious disease, diphtheria, yeah. Is what you're talking about?
Is that the same thing you were
no,
talking about?
No, it's not.
Well, tell me about the thrash.
Well, it's just a, infection in the mouth area, mm-hmm. and, throat area that's usually, applicable mostly to small babies, yeah. Say up to 2 years old. Mm-hmm.
Can they die from it?
Yes, they can, if not treated properly. Mm-hmm. And in this area, they have people who claim to be curers of it, which aren't doctors.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder what they do.
It's a secret. They don't tell you.
Yeah.
But it does work.
Well, that's interesting. Hmm. What about this other disease that causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah, okay. And if you have a very bad pain down here, you probably have an attack of what?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Or if you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up, you say you had to do what?